The solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. What a wonderful day. Several different powerful things for us in our church, our area, and in our country itself. First, in the cathedral in our Diocese of Duluth, you know, the name of the gal for the woman, Mother Mary, she is in charge of us, is the rosary, or the mother of the rosary. And you can look at the windows in the clergy, at the cathedral, all the windows with these beautiful names for Mother Mary. I mean, there's one, Mother Mary, the Mother of Jesus, Mother of God, the Ave Maria. I mean, just look at all these. If you ever go to the cathedral in our diocese, just to look in those windows, it's really beautiful. The different names she has. And so today, the name, because it's the same Mother Mary, but with different names, it's the Immaculate Conception. It's powerful for us in our country because as yesterday, it was the 75th anniversary of Pearl Harbor. And the Immaculate Conception is our gal, our saint, to follow our country. That's our name, is the Immaculate Conception for our Catholic family in our country, in the United States. And so we say thanks for those that have given their lives and serving for our country. And we continue to pray for those who lost their lives at Pearl Harbor 75 years ago. And following again, as we all, no matter where we are in the world, we continue to follow our Jesus Christ and our Mother Mary. That's one thought of Mother Mary today. A second, we think about how, when we hear the word Immaculate Conception, you know, we start right away think about Mary being conceived in her mother's womb. And of course, you know, we're talking about her. Even though the gospel was about when Mary was, after she grew up, and she was told to have Jesus Christ in her womb. Well, this day is about Mother Mary and her parents, and Joachim and Anne. So we're thinking about Mother Mary. We're thinking about the gal that right now we're talking about a conception. And eventually would be the mother of Jesus Christ. Kind of a tangent on that one. I can't remember if you remember the day. As a Catholic church knowing math, the solemnity of Mother Mary on her birthday is actually in September. September 8th. We don't really know why that is. But we just, I guess, figured out 9 months. That's Mother Mary is born. So if you think about December 8th, in front of that, September 8th, that's her, quote-unquote, her birthday that we remember. And finally, I think how, when I was praying about these readings and Mother Mary and her conception and then having Jesus Christ, our King, the great gift of life from parents. So Joachim and Anne had a child, obviously Mary. Now, the only thing different with Joachim and Anne is that Mary was conceived without sin. So that's what this solemnity is. To know that Mary was conceived without sin, not without original sin of her parents. So it was like cut off. It was given away. She was forgiven before she couldn't even have sin to begin. And that's how Jesus could come from Mary, without sin, period. Where all of us, then when we have children, they're sinful as they're born. And that's why we have them baptized. But when we think about these wonderful kids, I mentioned before last week, a tough time in our area with a lot of different funerals. Where I go, right after a funeral, I go to children, either in their family or at our school. The best thing after a funeral, if the preschoolers are usually done by noon, but they're like the best. If you need just somebody to be loved by and just that'll run up and are just happy, the little kids, I mean, it's unreal. or going to the kindergartners, first, second graders, third and fourth graders to talk after a funeral. And I remember just last weekend watching again with the little twins, Hugo and Leo, right? In the back. And we were watching not just the adults or me, you like a two-year-old is, and we all of us, every age, we look at a baby. It's unbelievable. The eldest here to the youngest looking at a two-year-old looking at a baby. Like, that's the most beautiful thing we can have. And that's when we talk about Mother Mary, on our thoughts of her when she was conceived without sin, as she came to the world, she was called to be a mother of Jesus Christ. And to just think again how that great gift is from kids, from gifts, from love, from those who serve, again, the people in our families or your families or in our country or our schools. So it's a great day to continue to just know the love of Mother Mary. We'll continue to sing, pray, have Mass, and come today to continue to follow her and follow our King.